Greetings.
Love Talk
Welcome
Radio.
To Greetings. Welcome to a special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. We are in Center City, downtown Philadelphia. We are here, and I mean, people are out, and it's a wonderful thing to see. It really is. It's a lot of energy going on, a lot of flow, and it's really wonderful to see how people are standing up and speaking out in support of Troy Davis, his family, and certainly to say something about this injustice that is taking place in Georgia tonight. We, of course, are still hopeful that it is not, but nevertheless, we know how the system functions, and therefore, we are not optimistic about it doing anything other than what it normally does, which is represent terror, represent just anything that is just going to be for our demise. We are outside here in Philadelphia, across from City Hall. We are at the clothespin, and as people are coming out, getting off of work, and also, this is like an area that has a lot of activity because, you know, there's a lot of office buildings and stores and so forth, so it's a lot of folks. What's happening, we're getting organized here tonight because if, in fact, the execution is not stopped, what we're going to do is we're going to stop traffic tonight here in Philadelphia just as a way of showing our response to what it is that's happening. As you can probably hear, people are honking their horns because we got signs up saying honk for Troy Davis, to free Troy Davis. And people are, in fact, standing around, honking, participating, taking the information. We had a lot of signatures for the... I'm sorry, we had a lot of activity going on up there with me. But what we were saying, we have a lot of signatures for our petitions. We've been trying to fax them in. We've been trying to call in. But, of course, they've already blocked the transmissions for faxes and for telephone calls. We've been trying to get through for the telephone calls. And, hey, brother, what's happening? All right. And so, you know, we're here. We are doing what it is that we're supposed to be doing. And it's all good. Folks are really out here. And we're going to kind of interview some people as we are speaking. We're going to interview them and let you hear some of what is going on and some of what folks are feeling tonight. Before we do that, we, of course, want to be very thankful for we want to be very thankful for this opportunity to broadcast to you. Bear with us. We are in the process of attempting to make sure the connection is on right now. Okay, looks like we are connecting to our switchboard. So we ask you bear with us because we kind of lost connection a little bit. Remember, we're outside right now, and so sometimes our connection gets a little bit crazy, but it should be all right in a few moments as we reconnect to the boards. So, if you were in tune online, you might have gotten disrupted. If you're tuning in via telephone, we should be coming through to you. But the bottom line is you're going to be able to hear the show once it is air, because it's still transmitting with whatever's going on, okay? But we're trying to reconnect now to the web line so that those of you who want to tune in tonight via through the web will be able to do so. We're going to hopefully get a report soon from the Atlanta area. We know that there's some activities going on down that way as well, so hopefully we'll be getting a report from that location, too. Okay, let's see. What do we have going on? All right, it seems like we are still attempting to get connected to our online component. But as you can hear, there are people really, I mean, it's wonderful to just see what is going on here. And so what we're going to do very shortly, again, we're going to get ready to go to some of the people and just kind of let you hear what they're thinking, what they're feeling about today. It is now approximately 6:15, and needless to say, we're just feeling like, you know, very, I don't even know how to express it, you know, our hearts are filled, needless to say, our hearts are filled, but, you know, we know that we've got to be here, we've got to do what we've got to do, and we are very thankful to be here. So with that said, as usual, as we always try to deal with our shows, we like to give thanks and praises to our Creator for allowing us to be here, for allowing the people to be out here, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing of what we're seeing. We're going to keep you posted as we proceed with what's going on. We were recently harassed by the cops that were out here. We're going to give you their badge numbers very shortly and their names because, you know, they have to wear that on the day of video. Sister Pam is here with us. There's a lot of folk out here, you know, you know, we're going to let you know about what earlier was interesting. They literally sent out a fire truck. They sent out a fire truck and an emergency ambulance, EMS truck. And they stood on the corner. Right, okay. So, you know, why they did that, we're not exactly sure, but it's all good. It is all good, okay? So, at any rate, family, what we're doing right now is we're still not able to access our board. We're trying to get to that. Hopefully you will be able to bear with us very shortly. Ugh. That smoke is killing me. And so what we're going to do is, I'm sorry, somebody was smoking near me and it was kind of getting all in my throat.
Thank you,
I'm on the radio program.
We'll call you later, though.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
They just found out that United Spinal Field
okay.
started spreading.
Okay. We just received word that, wow.
Margaret Prescott.
Okay.
Margaret Prescott's Journal Truth, KPFK. Is anybody on the mic?
Okay.
Now?
Well, right now I'm on the air on my show. So I'm doing my show right now.
Oh,
live.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you for that, though. We just received word that that the process has begun. The last appeal that went in has been denied, and they have begun the process. And what we mean by the process, the sedative apparently has been administered, at least the beginning of it. So it is now approximately 6:20, and again, we're going to be here for the duration. We know that other people are various places as well, all over the country, and we know that all of you are outraged with what is going on. You ought to be, you should be, and hopefully you will definitely say something, do something that is going to help make a difference for the future. But as it stands now, it appears that the medication or whatever it is that they give prior to actually administering the death dosage has been given. Wow. Okay. So we're going to move on a little bit and again, just kind of begin talking with some people about what it is they feel about today. I'm going to go to one of our sisters here who is also a photojournalist and a sister who we, you know, see in the community on many, many occasions. What we want to do is we want to ask some of the opinions of some of the people that are here as to what it is they think and feel about what is going on. So I'm going to, grab a couple of folks and see if I can get them for a moment and see if I can get some words about what it is they think about what's going on with this execution. Okay. You want, Sister Can't Talk? Let's try another sister right here. Sister, what do you think about this, what's getting ready to go down in about 45 minutes or so? Hold on one moment.
I think, unfortunately, it's all too typical. It's Troy Davidson's situation where it's very clear that he is innocent and that, you know, 7 out of 9 witnesses that aren't police related have recanted their testimony. But, unfortunately, there's so many other black men and men of color who have already been killed in similar situations. I think it's important that even after, if we are unable to stop his murder, that we still don't stop the movement to end the murder of all innocent people everywhere, and really to free all people from prison, whether they're political or not, because prison isn't helping anybody but those who are invested financially in its construction.
Are you from Philly?
Pretty much, yeah. I moved around a lot, but I graduated high school here in Philly.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Again, we're on the street here in Philly. We're talking to people who are just here, you know, to try to show some support, trying to, you know, raise the level of consciousness, and that's what we're doing. We're here to just help people to kind of get some insight into what this case has been about, the various things that, you know, can possibly happen in the future, perhaps. I mean, you know, it's an ongoing struggle. It's an ongoing kind of situation. And so we know that we have to continue to do the work that needs to happen in order to try to prevent something like this from happening in the future, although we know more than likely it will. But nevertheless, we still want to try to do everything we possibly can and should. I mean, that's just the bottom line, and should. So, again, we are broadcasting to you live. We are here at 15th and Market Streets. We're here to let people see that we are, in fact, concerned. We are, in fact, really just trying to deal in any kind of way possible with what we know is about to happen in now roughly 35 minutes. We really, what else is there to really say, you know? All we can say is if you know about the situation with Troy Davis and others that have been in similar situations and people have made no real effort to try to get involved, well, you have to really think about what role you might be lending into the ongoing reality of what the system does, okay? Because if you're not standing up to deal with it, to fight against it, then needless to say, you certainly are playing some role in its continuation. It has been often said, you either stand up for something or you fall for anything. And certainly, if one is not standing up today against what is so clearly an injustice, what is so clearly violation of not just day-to-day rights, human rights, but natural rights, and then some. Well, as you can hear, people are honking because there's signs out here that says, you know, honk for Troy Davis, so folks in their cars are honking to let people know that they too, you know, are thinking about this and know that it's wrong. It's just wrong, period. So we're out here in the traffic, and in a minute, as we get closer to 7, we really plan to hit the street, meaning the traffic here in Philly in this downtown area is going to be blocked up, because the people are going to move out into the street as our sign of protest in this just injustice that is upon us and amongst us. So this is what's going on, family. Again, we're down here in Philadelphia. We're here. We're making certain that others hear our voice. We're making certain that
others realize that this really could have been your father, your brother, someone you cared about. So just because you didn't know who Troy Davis was or is, that doesn't mean that you should not be involved. We're going to go to some of the rallies.
White people that we don't
still wanted to get involved to do it. And that's what we're seeing, that's what we've saw, that's what has happened, and now we're getting ready to address it because it cannot continue to be like that. As you can hear, people are still chanting, they're still saying free Troy Davis as we should. Yeah, we see that the cops are gone, which is very interesting. They not used to folks stepping in them like that.
Oh, that black woman?
Yeah, yeah.
They say he's a
man. To plan for the execution, It's just barbaric. It's absolutely barbaric. But then again, what else would or could you possibly expect? Well, family, it is now 25 minutes to 7, and certainly we are, you know, just doing what we need to do. There are a lot of people with signs out, a lot of information. With, you know, people are giving out flyers and so forth, so it's a wonderful thing to see how people are responding. And again, we are very, very thankful. We're very thankful that we're able to put out this information, because it could be anybody. And certainly, in the future, certainly the way this thing is looking and going, it could very well be anybody. So we thank all of these people who have come out today to show their interest or concern and support our prayers. Our prayers are going to go out to Troy Davis and to his family. That's what we're asking people to also do as we continue on with this rally. And again, there are rallies all over the country. Traffic right now is starting to jam up a bit. And again, we're going to be here. So you all can call in if you'd like. If you'd like to have an opinion or say something about something that's going on, we welcome you to do that. We are broadcasting live. As you can hear, we're right on the street. We are right here amongst the people broadcasting to you live. So if you want to connect with us, you can just call in, area code 646-652-2232, or you can also, in about 5 minutes, you can go to the chat room and also begin posting your comments and so forth there. Okay, we remind you again, you are in tune to a special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. We are presently out here on the ground level with the people talking about Troy Davis, talking about the issue of the death penalty, talking about the issue of injustice, talking, thinking, but also strategizing in terms of what it is we need to do in the future. Okay. So this is what we're now talking about and doing. We're going to get ready to grab a couple of people to deal with maybe just some views again. And so let me see. As we are walking, we're going to, wow, it's just so much energy out here. And it's really good and positive energy. And it's a lot of, you know, everybody from all walks of life comes through this kind of area here. Because, again, we're right next to Red Cross from City Hall. That's where we're broadcasting from. So, you know, people who are getting off from work and going home, they are, you know, stopping through this particular area because this is like a transit area for both the trains and the buses and so forth. All right. Okay. It's approximately now 6:40. No, not yet. But what we were told. Hold on. 7 out of 9 shows they were lying. Troy Davis is already dying. 7 out of 9, meaning 7 out of the 9 people who said they saw him, 7 of those people recanted their story. So 2 of them kept the same story, one of the two is said to have possibly been the actual shooter. So what the chant is right now, 7 out of 9 shows they were lying, and Troy Davis is still dying. So, wow, that's just right on point. And, you know, the people here are just really, again, stepping up and saying what they feel and so forth. We're going to go to... I'm sorry, something just kind of came up there for a moment. We're going to go to someone in a minute here. We're just trying to readjust something for you. Okay. I'm going to kind of go over and talk with someone who has been here giving out some flyers. Wow, where did he go? Let me see. Okay. I see him right now. Uh-oh, they're getting ready to give him the bullhorn, so you're going to get ready to hear him in a minute, I guess. We're going to go to, yeah, he's getting ready to get on the bullhorn. That's the person we're going to grab, but it's okay. We're going to find someone else in a minute. Okay, let's see. Excuse me, my sister. I'm broadcasting live for New Day Resurrection and Liberation. Just tell us a little bit about what do you think about this whole situation.
I think it's just, it's bogus. This brother has been incarcerated since 1989. They have evidence to show that he's innocent. They've had witnesses recant their, you know, testimony to say he's guilty. I feel like the state nor the government nor Georgia knows it. And it's just a tragedy that they are killing this brother. And the thing about it, Troy Davis is not a situational event. This is happening to many brothers, and it will be happening to many swag all over the country. So, you know, our people need to just come out and work together to just bring down this whole prison system to everybody. It could happen to your brother, my sister, my father, somebody else's cousin. It's all connected together.
Thank you, sister. Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia, but I've been living in Philly for the last 4 years. So Philly's my home. I do a lot of prison abolitionist work here. So,
well, we're going to definitely get with you because I'm with the Black Women's Defense League. We're the only black organization out here that deals with these issues also. Okay? Thank you. All right. Good thing. Wow, that just gives you an idea of what is going on. Sister, do you know about Troy Davis? All right, that's right. No, it's a wonderful thing to see that is going on. And our people are out here. You should see them. I mean, it's just very, very inspirational. It's unfortunate that people didn't do things prior to now. Certainly, we hopefully will have learned from our lessons, and with what we're seeing now, hoping that we will be able to do something in the future that we know we need to do. With the people who are out here now, I'm hoping that this will inspire them and that they will, in fact, do something in the future to help prevent this. So, you know, we're doing what we need to do, and we're going to continue to do what we need to do. Yeah, this is getting ready to get shut down in a few minutes. This is getting ready to get shut down in a few minutes. One of my sisters just came in, and, you know, it's very emotional and very kind of sad situation, but we know that we want to do what we got to do. As we said earlier, we had cops out here earlier, and we had to deal with them. So fortunately, they are now gone. But again, we are going to continue to broadcast straight up to and then also after 7 o'clock. And we're going to continue to broadcast so that we can connect on a national level
with that that is going on. So we're going to open up the chat room again in a few minutes. You can go there, post your comments, post whatever you would like about what you're feeling or what it is that you want to convey. We know that, again, this is a very stressful situation, but we want folks to be able to have the outlet to speak out, you know, about this. Whatever you think or feel about it, I want you to be able to speak out. And this is the place to do it, New Day Resurrection and Liberation. We invite you, we welcome you to speak out against this injustice, today's injustice as well as the future injustices to come. And rest assured, we do know that future injustices will, in fact, be occurring. Okay, what we're going to do is go to someone else that is here kind of witnessing and participating in today's rally. Excuse me.
Sister, can I ask a question?
Yes. Okay, what do you feel about what's going on today, especially with the execution now, roughly 12 minutes or so away, and just the whole situation, period? What is your thoughts on it?
I mean, it's just simply another example of the American injustice system. And just simply how it's just so unfair and unbalanced, you know, skewed definitely and weighed against, you know, black males. You know, I don't know how, with the evidence that's out, that there is not one person, you know, with all their law degrees and accolades,
right,
that can't say that there's doubt here.
Right.
You know, so,
right,
you know, and my only hope is that, you know, somebody, anybody, I do know that they just filed an emergency stay with the Supreme Court. I'm just hopeful that something happens. You know, if not, it should at least be a lesson, you know, that
right,
they're Davis is after him. You know, I'm very proud to see so many young youth out, you know, participating in the political process today. So at least that does give my heart joy.
Thank you, sister. Where are you from?
Me? I'm originally from Florida, but I live in Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. Wow. All right. Thank you, sister. All right, so as you can see, there's a lot of people from different locations and still living here in Philly. Wow, that's kind of interesting to me since I'm born and raised in this place. I see that there's starting to be a lot of folks coming here. Hopefully that'll bring about a change because it needs to be a change, because the folks that are homegrown up in here, the majority of them that I've encountered, really have become so meshed into the system here that they're so much a part of it that they're just part of the problem now. So maybe these folks that are coming in now will really help to make a difference, because we need it here, for real. So again, we are broadcasting live from good old Philadelphia. We are here at 15th and Market Street. Bunch of people. We got Daryl Jordan right up here now, and we're going to have Daryl say a couple of words to us. And get ready to get on this bullhorn, but before we do, we're going to grab him. We're live, going through the internet. What do you think about what's going on, Brother Daryl?
I think this is a travesty that the state is going to go ahead with this execution in spite of millions of folks around the world saying, stop this, this is crazy. The Pope, Bishop Tutu, President Carter, it's just not enough people that can stop this. You know, we got to redouble our efforts to make sure that not one other person has to face the execution of the electric chair. Everybody, get out in the street. We got to stop this craziness from now on.
No doubt.
What do you do, Philly?
No doubt. No doubt. Well, you heard it. You've been here in the family. We're here. We are here to raise our voices, to raise our energies, to let people know and hear of our concern, and that some of us are really not only outraged about what it is that we're hearing or what it is that has happened or is happening, but that it's a little deeper than that. It really, really is. But again, we are fortunate, we are blessed to be here, we are thankful to be here. As the sister said, you know, there's a lot of young folks out. Me, I look at the whole situation in that I'm seeing a lot of our people out here, period, of all ages, you know, and that for me is really the essential thing, because each kind of every 20-year cycle or so, for the most part, it's like, you know, the youth or the this part or the that part of our people, when in fact all of our people must get involved and do what it is that must be done. Okay, as you can hear, people are now out in the streets. People are still chanting. And, you know, it's wonderful that this is going on. It is now, family, roughly 8 minutes or so before 7 o'clock. And we have been told that they've already administered the first, whatever it is that they give you before doing what they do. So, he has, from what we've been told by a recent report, they have already given him the first round of sedation in order to prepare him for the execution. Again, it's kind of difficult to even do this broadcast, but, you know, we want to make sure that we continue to have hope and faith and courage. We want to continue to make sure that people know that no matter what, we are going to stand, we're going to raise our voices, and we're going to do whatever is necessary to make certain that people know that this is, in fact, an injustice. Again, we're going to go over to where some of the chants are so you can kind of hear and feel and get a sense of the people. But they're definitely out here. They're definitely feeling what it is that is going on. Okay.
Our plan is that we are going to begin moving out in the streets very shortly. So we hope that you will continue to stay tuned and in touch. Again, we are here at 15th and Market Streets. We are here to show our interests, our concern about what is happening with Troy Davis. And we know that, again, this is not just about Troy Davis, even though tonight it is. But, wow, you know, more and more people are coming out. Just Mama Gail just came. People are, you know, realizing and showing up for tonight as we approach 7 o'clock. And sometimes it's just good to be around people that you love and know and care about when something like this is happening. And it is definitely helpful, to say the least. It is definitely helpful. So, unfortunately, we are approaching a time that we really had hoped we could not or would not see. And I'm being hesitant right now because there's some activity going on where we are getting prepared to kind of move out into the street as we approach the 7 o'clock hour. We have been waiting to hear what is going on. We're going to check in to our Atlanta sources to see if we can get a brief report. And so what we're going to do is kind of see if, in fact, we can get that call coming in for you right about a few minutes. We're going to let you talk with or hear from someone else. Let's see now. We have a brother here that we're going to grab real quick and talk with.
Granny sister, how are you? All right.
I want to kind of get maybe your insight or idea, or not idea, thoughts about what's happening today and what's happening with this case.
This situation is not case. To be blunt, this is another example of the injustices. But the system that we live in, if we are not united together as one on a front, and word and deed, this kind of thing will continue to happen. It's beautiful to see the people out here supporting. I wish it was more people. But I'm here for the support and to do what I can in whatever shape or form.
Thank you, sister. Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Okay. Good day. All right, family. We're getting ready to assemble. And we're heading out into the street, which was the plan. And at 7 o'clock, we would, in fact, head out into the street to begin to block traffic, and that means there's going to be a lot of horns blowing in a minute, but that's the plan. That's what we're going to do. We're shutting down traffic. We're shutting down Philly. You all are hearing live what's going on right here, right now, in Philadelphia. Right now, people are getting ready to head out into the street as the clock hits 7. As the clock hits 7. We are now getting ready to go out into the street, and in doing so, we're going to block up traffic. And the traffic in this area is like most cities, meaning in your downtown center city area, this is where the majority of your traffic is, and I can tell you, it's back to back, and we get ready to block it up. So, with that said, we want all of you to continue to tune in as we bring you live what the people are doing in response to the 7 o'clock hour, as the bells are in fact now ringing out to let us know that it is 7 o'clock, and if in fact their plan has gone into effect, then right about now there's some other things going on. If, in fact,
plan is going on, then right now, as you can hear, our people are in the street and blocking traffic. And folks are very upset. There's just one car that's really pushing the dude out of the way. Oh, yeah, he's gonna run over you. He's gonna run over you. Oh, yeah, he will. Oh, wow, this is getting deep. People are in the street, and it is really getting crazy out here. People are in the street right now. Okay? We're making the cars go in another kind of way. Okay, we are at a standoff here, meaning there's one section of the city that there's cars to just go through because the people are saying, all right, good. People are, in fact, barricading the streets. We have even people down here in wheelchairs barricading the streets. We have now blocked off one segment of the street. No cars can go through. We're in downtown Philadelphia and 15th and Market Street. There's no way the cars can go through. This is incredible. This is and we have a stay. And for all of those who sat back and watched and did nothing, well, needless to say, how I feel about you all. Oh, this is just wonderful. This is incredible. We said prayers work, we said work works. And certainly it does. Certainly it does. Oh,
well.
I know, but at least right now, ain't it? At least right now.
Just imagine how
They have discontinued the application, okay? So there is a form of a stay. However, we have not been cleared yet on what type of stay. So presently, it may be that he is still, you know, at risk under some kind of dosage. Apparently, it is not the full dosage. So that's what we're waiting to now hear and get some clarification about. But again, from what we're hearing, it hasn't been totally administered, and what we're doing is making certain that we get all information as clear as possible for you. Now, you're listening to New Day Resurrection and Liberation. We are, of course, linked now with several black operating entities. What we now call for the Philly portion of it is called New Black Philly. We say New Black Philly because it's time for there to be a new black consciousness in Philadelphia, representing the true self-determination and liberation of our people and of our ancestors with no more Negro stuff. People are going back out in the street now, blocking the traffic. We are waiting to hear the final words, or shall we say some additional words, in regard to if, in fact, there is, okay, we have a problem here. The police people have come out now. Again, I'm proud of folk in Philly. I mean, really, even though we've talked to people from different locations who are living in Philly, I'm proud of the Philly folk because they said, we said, that traffic would get stopped, and I'm going to tell you, family, it stopped, okay? It stopped. They cannot go anywhere in a certain section of the street, the cars, that is. Wow. Moving right along. They're now that the police officers are now calling additional backup, which we anticipated. And once they do, a few more of us are going to head out into the street because that's just the kind of situation it is. And again, from what we've been told roughly 10 or so minutes ago, a stay was in fact granted. But the reality is, in understanding and knowing the system, we have to know what that stay is. Because they, from what we were told, did in fact already administer something. Now, initially I was told that that something was Okay, I was initially told that that something was some kind of anesthesia, okay? However, we're not sure, so we're waiting now to kind of see or hear what it is that's going on. All right, family, please bear with us. We are reconnecting something. Okay, the people are now assembling back out in the street. The police officers are now calling additional
Take Morning, Shelly. Okay, somehow we lost our connection. We don't know when we dropped it, but we are still here at 15th Market Street. We are here, again, the rally here in Philadelphia was really incredible. People took to the streets. We learned a few minutes ago that Troy Davis received a stay. We do not know what type of stay. The police have now come out to make sure that the traffic can now flow. The people got into the street and stopped the traffic. But our thing right now is we are waiting to hear what the updates are on Troy Davis. We were told roughly 10, 15 minutes ago that he did, in fact, receive a stay. Folks began just jumping up, going into the streets, and so forth, and we're now waiting for the confirmation from that, because we understand from previous experiences that a stay could mean several different things. So we're just waiting now for the actual confirmation of that. People are still here. The bullhorns are still going. The chants are still going. And again, we are extremely blessed that we're able to continue this broadcast. We might have lost some folks earlier. We didn't realize that we had been bumped off until just a few minutes ago. But hopefully we were able to capture some of the radio programs. We were having apparently some technical difficulty without realizing it. We thought we were still broadcasting, and I guess we were. But the bottom line is we came out around 5 o'clock. People start gathering. They're still out here in the streets. We're at downtown Philly, 15th and Market, outside of City Hall, at the clothespin, on every side of the street, on every corner. People are here. The police were out here earlier. They harassed us and so forth. Well, they did leave, but now they're back. And it's okay because the people are still here. We're just now waiting to try to hear what possibly could be going on, because we did hear that there was a stay of execution granted somehow, somewhere. We're not sure or clear on where, how it came, but it appears that it did. And again, before we move forward, we are trying to find out where it came from, how it came. Sometimes, you know, information is not accurate. We found out the other day when on Monday, I think it was, we had a rally, and someone called, and we were told that the execution had been discussed, not the execution, but the clemency had been denied, and at that point, it had not happened. The clemency had not. You know, they had not reached their ruling yet. They didn't reach their ruling supposedly until Tuesday. So, you know, we have to be careful now to make certain we try to backtrack as much information as we possibly can to get it more directly from sources that we are familiar with. We were just so excited at that moment that, you know, we, again, didn't really check to see if, in fact, what we were told or what report was coming through was actually correct. But what we're getting ready to do now is call our sources in Atlanta. And, wow, it seems like the telephones are blocked as well. We're trying to reach Atlanta with our source, Federico, who tends to give us a very good update report on things. But now I just tried to reach through, and I'm getting a problem with connecting. I don't know what that's about. Never happened before. I've always been able to get through, but somehow the operator just jumped in and said that I can't get through. Okay, that's very interesting. We're going to try another number in Georgia, okay? We had Brother Kalonji on our show the other evening, so we're going to check in and see if we can connect with Brother Kalonji. And I'll tell you, this is just a very, very interesting situation. We're kind of here waiting. The cops are now coming out in full force with their cars and their bikes, and they're pretty much trying to make sure that they can control things, but they don't know that this is unfortunately a situation that could go in many different kinds of ways right about now. Now the paddy wagons and stuff are coming, and very interesting, but fortunately our people are still very clear and very adamant on the position. So we're just kind of waiting now for the official report. For the official report. Again, it is now 7:25. We're trying to now connect to see if, in fact, our sources were correct. Our people are out the street here, and it's a beautiful thing to see. It really, really is, to see folks coming out as they are and saying, you know, spiritually, David, roughly 15, 20 minutes ago, that supposedly there was a stay. We are not absolutely sure about that yet, but hopefully we'll be able to get some clarity very, very soon. We're working on that as we speak. So we hope that you all will continue to tune in, because we're working to see exactly what is going on with confirming whether or not Joy Davis did in fact get a stay, and if so, what type of stay, because we were advised that with the issue of Chaka Sankofa, which some may remember, it was also stated that he too had gotten a stay. Then when things kind of went down, it then realized that he was dead. So we've been told not to get too excited yet. It sounds like it's a good thing that is happening, but at the same time, you know, we really have to be a little careful about what it is that has been reported until we hear it directly from people that we are a bit more familiar with. Okay, again, our people are out in the street. There are other people out in the street, too. But, you know, our position is, of course, that we are reporting to you primarily in regards to the representation of people of African descent. That is who we are concerned about, who we really are talking about. We know that everyone's energy and work and so forth that has made a difference. But, you know, you've got other people that have reported on that. That's not my job. That's not what I'm even trying to do. But, again, as you can probably hear in the background, people are still chanting. Wow, you should see the cops that are coming right about now. I mean, it's almost as if it's very interesting. I mean, I can't really describe it. I can only say that the police have come out in full force now and that they are, in fact, on now bicycles and in their cars. You all right? I'm fine, brother. I'm fine. Believe me. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. Okay. Brother just came to check on me, you know, to make sure I was okay. And so, that's the kind of, like, that's the kind of vibe and energy it is out here. It's kind of tense. It's kind of tense because, you know, we just want to, you know, be here to make sure that justice does prevail in terms of, you know, being able to have our voices heard and be able to say what it is that we still need to say about this issue. And, you know, hopefully that will be honored. And if not, I don't really know what's going to happen if somebody tries to disrespect that. I don't believe that's going to go down too well right about now, especially with us not knowing for certain, you know, exactly what it is that is happening with Troy Davis. So, with that said, we're going to kind of move on
a little bit. As I'm standing here watching, we have quite a few plainclothes folks that have popped up around me. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, we had a very interesting situation that happened earlier today. I thought it was interesting. My son didn't think it was too interesting when, in fact, he received a mysterious call that said it was someone from Homeland Security. And with my son not thinking really about anything like that, because he's not really involved in certain types of things, so he had no, you know, real thought of thinking about what Homeland Security was, but in fact, today, Homeland, somebody said they were from Homeland Security, called him. We're not really sure what that too was about, but we certainly found that to be very interesting, given the fact that, especially these last few days, we've been working very hard to get information out and circulate it about Trey Davis' case, and certainly it's not a secret that we work to fight for the freedom of political prisoners, particularly Lumiere Duvall and Gotham the Public Shakur and Suriana Coley. So it was just kind of interesting that today that call came in. But we'll investigate that a little further, a little later on, so that we can try to get more clarity into exactly what that was about. Okay, we're still waiting to hear the confirmation that there has been, in fact, a thing. We don't want to get too wrapped up just yet until we're able to hear from a source that we feel is a little more accurate. While I'm talking to your family, if I found a little hesitant, I was trying to get some other calls in to try to get some clarity from the DA area. I haven't been able to get through yet, and I already know that they are extremely busy in one way or another. That's why I can't get through, because all of us are planning to be doing something right about now, and certainly they are. So, as soon as we hear something, which we hope will be soon, we will definitely convey that to you. But as it stands, the last information that we've gotten was that a stay was issued. We're not sure how that came, where it came from, or what exactly that stay is about. But, you know, we will be tracking that down as soon as we possibly can. And certainly we will get that information to you directly. It's a blessing to be able to broadcast live at any given time. And we should be on, I think, let's see, we should be on maybe for another half an hour, I think. So we'll just see how it goes, okay? Okay, moving right along, we are still checking to see if there's any updates anywhere, but so far there is not. So, you know, again, we're kind of on pins and needles here to get some clarity and insight into whether or not the information that we were given a few minutes ago, not a few minutes ago, but a roughly 20 minutes or so ago, we kind of suspect that it is true, because nothing has come across the news media lines that says the execution took place. Usually, when the execution takes place, it immediately hits the news wires, and we've checked those. So that has not, in fact, happened yet. Okay, so 9 out of 10 is some form of stay has, in fact, been issued. It's just a question now of when, of what that is. We were told earlier today that the first round of whatever it is they give you had been administered. So, okay, we're coming in with something. Okay, we do have something, and it's indicating that the Supreme Court did intervene,
and the execution is delayed. Now, okay, let me repeat that. We do have a confirmation that the execution has been delayed, but what we have to still do is wait, because apparently it's been delayed based on the Supreme Court's decision. So let's go back to that again, okay? We are getting clarity as we speak. Okay, apparently the U.S. Supreme Court is, in fact, as we speak, considering. So the execution was delayed. It has not been confirmed. And an actual stay has taken place. So presently, it appears that Troy Davis is still alive. However, the actual stay of execution has not, in fact, been confirmed. So that's where we're at. And, I mean, that is, I think, you know, we say it's a miracle. Well, at this point, I'm not going to exactly call it a miracle, but certainly at 7 o'clock, they did not get their way at that time. So continue to pray, continue to fight, continue to resist, continue to do the work, and it looks like there's a good possibility that we can win. I'm going to go back out to where the people are so that you can hear what they're saying, so that you can feel some of what they're saying. And I can tell you, it's kind of tense out here. Kind of tense. There's cops on every side of the street, as there is with people. You know, there's people, all kinds of people are out here. There's even some in wheelchairs. But certainly, folks that feel truly that what has happened is just non-acceptable, absolutely non-acceptable. So we're here in Philadelphia. We know that there are other rallies going on in other locations. We are blessed again to be able to bring to you what's going on here in this place. You know, it's good to share. It's good to document. And that is exactly what we're doing. And so we're going to continue to do that. We thank all of you for tuning in, and we hope that you will continue to tune in. Now, if for whatever reason we get locked out again, we will, of course, return back. So, you know, never fear. Whenever that happens, we're going to always come back. If it's possible, we're going to always come back. But one thing that we want to convey to you is that we might be closing down based on the time slot that we put in. We may be closing down 8. And so if so, what will happen is we may resume a broadcasting later on. We'll let you know. It's going to be 10 the next few minutes or so, what information we get. So far, we can confirm that the Supreme Court has intervened, that now there is a delay on the execution. It's not exactly what one would call a stay, but something has happened that has delayed the execution. Troy Davis, to our knowledge, presently is alive. And that family is truly, I think, wonderful. Wonderful. So we are thankful, we are blessed, and all we can do now is wait. We're going to bring up Mama Dale real quick and just have her share a couple words with us, because this has been a real experience, to say the least. To say the least, I mean, to be here and to hear that come in, that he's still alive. You know, we just confirmed it here, we see it. There's still a decision that is to be made, but presently, he is still alive. So, Mama Jim, just, I don't know, whatever your heart tells. Family, I'm going to let you hold talk of Mama Jim.
Love, peace, and gratitude, family.
disrupting it here, standing and watching what's happening, only someone's life is on the line. And I give thanks that our brother Gordon is still alive. And I give everyone listening, pray. Rush is a rough situation because it could be anybody's son, anybody's brother, anybody's uncle in this situation. And it's important to come together and stand for what is right against what isn't. So I say pray and stand and make your voice heard as loud and as strong as you can. Stand for what's right with love and light. And I say thank you Sister Sunde for allowing me the opportunity to address family. This is right. It's for us standing and watching the different positions people are in at a time that something so long could be done. So it takes God bless you to every one of you and stand for what isn't right, because it's the right thing to do. Love and light. Bless
you. Oh, just thanks, Mama Gail. Oh, it's just such a wonderful, wonderful, just experience to know that. I mean, you're still alive. What can I say? I mean, that gives us something. You know what I'm saying? That gives us something. So, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm gonna tell you, at 6:45, when I look over that clock, it's like my heart sank, and I just, I was like, all we can do now is just deal with this time period. And then all of a sudden, it just changed in a matter of a second. So, I mean, it just goes to show you, family, anything can happen sometimes. Anything can happen. And it did. And we did. That's right. So, it's a wonderful thing. But again, your prayers, your kind thoughts, your good energy, et cetera, is still needed. So the decision still has to be made. So hopefully all of you will continue the pressure, continue to fast, continue down to the Supreme Court. Whatever information, whatever it is that can be said or done, then let it be so, okay? This is just wonderful to see these people out here today doing what we do, holding up the traffic more or less, and just, letting it be known that, business can't go down like this. Here we are in Philadelphia, and certainly this is not yours, but nevertheless, people feel this. They know this. They know that this is wrong, and then as such are doing what it is that they know they must do, which is to stand up, and that's what folks are doing. So it's a beautiful thing to see and to bear witness to and to comprehend. So we're very thankful. Okay, I'm going to go over again to where some of the folks are chanting. And really kind of holding up another part of the traffic across the street. But it's good to see Philly coming alive again. This is how it used to be before the sellouts got into effect and started just forgetting about what it was or what it is that was necessary for our people. So, we are certainly kind of thankful that folks are doing what it is that needs to be done.
No, walking. Davis, of course, is still alive.
and we are indeed thankful that the power of the people has, in fact, manifested, and we are truly, truly thankful for that. We're probably going to continue to So what we do is, as indicated, we're going to return back probably around 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. We'll return back to the airwaves and here in Philadelphia, live. 15th and Market Street, here to Close 10 and City Hall. We're going to continue. We don't know how long, but we will continue. So, listen, like I said, we're going to go for another 2 minutes. Again, I'd like to return. And at that point, we will hopefully have some updates for you. If not, we'll just continue on with the people who are here, rally, and so forth. But you are live here in Philadelphia. Most people, yes, I am. So far, we're still waiting to hear anything from the Supreme Court.
Apologize for taking technical problems that we have absolutely no control over, but of course, we thank all of you for all that you do, all that you have done, all that you will do. Okay, we're going to be moving out in a few minutes just to kind of take a break, and we'll be back at 9. Until then, family, we again thank you, and again, continue to work. 2-9-9.